"Hey, kids," the chubby man said in a loud, booming voice. "I'm sorry if I woke you up, but my team has to move quickly."
"Who are you?" Violet asked. It is confusing to fall asleep in the daytime and wake up at night. "What are you doing with Uncle Monji's reptiles?" Klaus asked. It is also confusing to realize you have been sleeping on stairs rather than in a bed or sleeping bag.
"Dick Snick?"
Sunny asked. It is always confusing why anyone would choose to wear a plaid suit.
"The name's Bruce," Bruce said. "I'm the director of marketing for the Herpetological Society. Your friend Mr. Poe called me to come and retrieve the snakes, now that Dr. Montgomery has passed on. Retrieve means take away."
"We know what the word retrieve means," Klaus said. "But why are you taking them? Where are they going?"
"Well, you three are the orphans, right? You'll be moving on to some other relative who won't die on you like Montgomery did. And these snakes need to be taken care of. So we're giving them away to other scientists, zoos, and retirement homes. Those we can't find homes for, we'll have to put to sleep."
"But they're Uncle Monty's collection," Klaus cried. "It took him years to find all these reptiles. You can't just scatter them to the winds."
"It's the way it has to be," Bruce said smoothly.
He was still talking in a very loud voice, for no apparent reason.
"Viper!"
Sunny shouted, and began to crawl toward the reptile room. "What my sister means," Violet explained, "is that she's very close friends with one of the snakes. Could we take just one with us, the incredibly deadly viper?"
"First off, no," Bruce said. "That guy Poe said all the snakes now belong to us. And second off, if you think I'm going to let small children near the incredibly deadly viper, think again."
"But the incredibly deadly viper is harmless," Violet said. "Its name is a misnomer." Bruce scratched his head.
"A what?"
"That means a wrong name," Klaus explained. "Uncle Monty discovered it, so he got to name it."
"But this guy was supposed to be brilliant," Bruce said.
He reached into a pocket in his plaid jacket and pulled out a cigar.
"Giving a snake a wrong name doesn't sound brilliant to me. It sounds idiotic." "But then, what can you expect from a man whose own name was Montgomery Montgomery?"
"It is not nice," Klaus said, "to lampoon someone's name like that."
"I don't have time to ask you what lampoon means," Bruce said. "But if the baby here wants to wave bye-bye to the incredibly deadly viper, she better do it soon. It's already outside."
Sunny began to crawl toward the front door, but Klaus was not through talking to Bruce.
"Our Uncle Monty was brilliant," he said firmly.
"He was a brilliant man," Violet agreed, "and we will always remember him as such."
"Brilliant!"
Sunny shrieked in mid-crawl, and her siblings smiled down at her, surprised she had uttered a word that everyone could understand. Bruce lit his cigar and blew smoke into the air, then shrugged.
"It's nice you feel that way, kid," he said. "Good luck, wherever they put you."
He looked at a shiny diamond watch on his wrist and turned to talk to the men in overalls.
"Let's get a move on. In 5 minutes we have to be back on that road that smells like ginger."
"It's horseradish,"
Violet corrected. But Bruce had already walked away. She and Klaus looked at each other and then began following Sunny outside to wave goodbye to their reptile friends. But as they reached the door, Mr. Poe walked into the room and blocked them again.